Welcome to the podtech.net info talk for another podcast with Jane Wasson, right?
That's
not
correct.
Not Watson.
Thanks very much.
Senior manager of product marketing for the consumer branded group, which basically means you're in the consumer side and you did digital home, and Max Storage is known for storage and having a lot of expertise in storage and, you know, big enterprises and big storage environments. Now bringing that to the home, you talked in an earlier podcast about, you know, centralized storage and backup. But in general, the digital home, people are sharing more mainly because of entertainment. It's pictures, video, these kinds of things, user-generated content. We're podcasting. Talk about the digital home from an entertainment perspective and what's happening there.
So lots of exciting news in the digital home. I think certainly we've seen a revolution in the last couple of years with both digital music and digital photography. And I think we're starting to see a similar revolution now with digital video and really becoming more mainstream. I know in my own home I have three avid digital photographers. I have three avid digital music folks, and there's some overlap there, but they're separate folks. And what I find very often is that any given event will have a digital camera there. We'll be taking lots of photos, and then I have to chase down whoever took the photos to find their laptop and the passwords for that to get access to the photos I want to go send to somebody. There's new and better ways of doing that now. We now, with our Maxtor shared storage drive, have the ability to actually have storage connected to the router in the home, which basically gives you a network storage device that all of your PCs and laptops in the home can access as an extension to their environment. So what that basically means is that rather than having to chase down somebody with a laptop for the photo I want, we just download our photos, copy them out to the shared storage drive, and everybody has access to them.
So, I mean, obviously everyone knows about pictures. I mean, they can put them up on, like, Flickr and these services, but people keep a lot of stuff at home. They just want to put it to some outsource. And there's also other files, and now it's streaming video. Talk about the home entertainment experience and how that's changing and what you guys are offering for product.
So in addition to being able to store files out on these central storage devices, the shared network shared storage devices, these devices now with our Maxtor shared storage drive actually has a media server in it. So what that means is rather than being limited to only viewing your photos on your laptop, you now have the ability basically to play out those photos that are stored on your network shared storage drive via the media server in the drive. You can now play that out to your television if your television is network attached. So it requires a little bit more advanced technology for the home. It requires that the television is connected via a digital media adapter to the network. But at that point, basically, you can turn on your TV. You can use your remote control to identify photos, music, video stored out on your network's shared storage drive, and you can actually play out those photos onto your television.
Jane, talk about some of the entertainment things out there. Obviously, you talked earlier about iTunes and pictures, and you know, that is convenient. But there's also some rights management issues behind. Talk about some of the things involved there. I mean, iTunes has this funky licensing agreement where you have three PCs or something that can use it. Technology on the network side is advancing faster than some of these content rights. And how is that playing out?
So at this point, digital rights management is still an area that is evolving. Today, with a shared storage device, your content is stored on the device, but it's actually the client device that controls the digital rights management, basically unlocking those content files. So in the case of, for example, iTunes, in my house I have three teenagers with iPods, and they discovered pretty quickly that rather than having their music on their individual laptops, that it made more sense to have it on the shared storage drive, because then they have the ability to basically select the music that they want, upload it to their iPods, and share that content. In the case of iTunes, it's recognizing the number of users who've accessed that content. So it'll only allow up to, I believe the number is 5. And beyond that, it will no longer let you open that content. But that's actually controlled at the client level.
Client.
So, right. So at the laptop, at the iPod. The shared storage device still winds up being an extremely useful area to store that content so that those five
devices... The limitations at the edge, the device or the software, it's not the, you guys.
Right, that's so, correct.
And it's hard to really kind of play in that because they have their own policies.
Right, absolutely. So the important thing is to understand your client device, whether it's a laptop, an MP3 player, a home audio system, to understand which of the digital rights management architectures it'll support, which file types it'll support. And at that point, you can go ahead and store those file types out on the shared storage drive.
Talk about the video streaming and the wireless video streaming. Can the MacStore shared solution stream video to a TV or another computer in the house?
Yes. Today, our shared storage solution actually comes with what's called a media server. The media server is actually what's called UPnP AV 1.0 certified. This is an industry standard that was developed to help create some level of plug-and-play compatibility in the home for digital audio, digital video. So to make that simple, basically, our shared storage drive is UPnP AV 1.0 compatible. If you purchase a stereo system or an audio system that are UPnP AV 1.0 compatible, you should be able to stream content from your network shared storage drive to your television or your audio system with no problems.
Talk about those standards. I mean, there's a lot of different standards, and I didn't even catch the buzzwords. There was very high tech buzzwords there. But there's a lot of different standards. People buy PCs. Give us some direction on which standards you guys are focusing on and which ones are the most important for users and to work with you.
So for the digital home, some of the key standards are the DLNA, Digital Living Network Alliance. And basically, it is looking at the standards that are being developed and helping to establish which standards the consortium of players who are involved in DLNA will design to. The end goal is to make it very easy for the consumer to walk into their consumer electronics stores, purchase stereo systems, purchase computing devices that will all interoperate so that you are able to take your pictures, capture music, capture video, and play it out to consumer electronic devices in your home. So DLNA is a very important organization moving that forward, and also the UPnP AV 1.0 standard is an important standard for helping to create that kind of interoperability.
And you guys are all on top of that. I mean,
yes.
It's too much for me to digest.
Yes.
But that's good to know. More the kind of the more important thing, you know, from my standpoint, selfish perspective, is how much storage capacity is it? I mean, in terms of, I mean, as people get more and more storage and podcasts and iPods and media is huge. What's the capacity?
So we're seeing bigger and bigger numbers all the time. Today we actually offer a 200 gig, 300 gig, and 500 gig capacity points for our shared storage drives. Sounds like a lot, but once you get to a point where you have a couple, three, five users, you're backing up their data, you're storing your digital photos, in the future probably more and more digital video, potentially high-def digital video, we think that people will be consuming that kind of capacity pretty quickly.
Yeah, and on demand, obviously the net, you got user-generated content, you got podcasts, which are on the low end, but you got on the digital delivery, movie trailers are all coming over the net, and then you got TiVo, all kinds of things converging.
Absolutely. It's getting so easy now with cell phones able to do digital video, with a lot of the new digital cameras coming out doing both pictures and digital video. We're all starting to save more and more of those MPEG 2, MPEG 4 files, which are going to take up more and more space.
That's great stuff. MacStore has great drives, and now you guys, obviously, you know, in the consumer side, really playing in the right areas, and you know, in marketing, product marketing, you're close to the ground, and you're close to all the action in the digital home and storage. Where do you see, from your personal perspective, kind of this evolving over the next few years in terms of the digital entertainment side of the business?
Well, I think as we discussed, as the file sizes get bigger and the amount of content we all store gets greater, the amount of sharing that we do, the amount of playing out that we do, becomes greater, I think that's going to drive a need for more performance. Both faster networks and also probably faster processor speeds, just so that we can move that content around in a timely fashion and have multiple users. So I think this is going to drive home networks from sort of where they are today, which is primarily 10/100, into gigabit kinds of speeds. It's going to mean that we're going to need probably increased performance over time. Also, I think in an ideal world, we'd all like to be able to go to a friend's house and dial into the photo we want to show them, or go to a party and be able to dial up the music that we want. So I think that accessibility beyond just the home, but making it such that you can...
It's easy.
Yeah, so that you can grab your content anytime, anywhere. I think that that'll become something people are more interested in over time.
That's great stuff. Jane Wasson, Senior Manager, Product Marketing, talking about higher performance, ease of use, storage, the center of it. You guys got great products. Thanks for the podcast.
Great. Thanks very much.